This is the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Thursday, the 6th of August. I'm Marie Keyworth. Time for a quick look at the markets in the US. It was media company stocks that caught everyone's attention today, as I heard from Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics.
Media kind of led the market down, and it's gotten hard hit the last few days as earnings have tended to be somewhat disappointing and missing analysts' expectations. The two stories today were two well-known media firms, Viacom and Fox. They were punished pretty badly for falling short of expectations. That said, this particular sector has done very well the last few years, so some people would just argue that it's payback for outperforming the overall market for the last several years, but it's not been a good day if you're in media stocks.
And it's been quite a bit of a down day on the market overall.
The overall market fell pretty substantially, down 0.7% on the Dow, 0.8% on the S&P, and then you had tech-heavy stocks hurt, and by technology, the NASDAQ was down 1.6%.
We're well into earnings season now. What signs are we getting from the companies that have reported so far?
Results have not been good, but the irony, of course, is that they are better than expected. About a month ago, most people thought if you tallied all the stocks in the S&P 500 that earnings would be down about 6% compared to a year ago, and they're not. They're only going to be down 3%. Down 3% is not a good number, but it's better than down 6. And so I would say that the majority, meaning about 2 out of every 3 stocks that have reported, have actually done better than expected. They're just not doing particularly well.
That's Kerry Leahy there. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.7% at 17419. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.1% at 6747.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.